Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. The immensity of the snow goose population, also known as light geese, has transformed much of the species' Canadian breeding grounds into mudflats.
And the growing season in the Arctic is so short that it may be a lifetime before a lot of these areas can recover.
Dave Morrison, waterfowl program leader for Parks and Wildlife, says left unchecked, their habitat could be decimated beyond recovery. To stem the tide of destruction, the Light Goose Conservation Order was enacted.
In 1999, the Light Goose Conservation Order was put in place, and it's an effort to try and reduce the total population of light geese to address the overpopulation in the Arctic, trying to bring that population back more in line with what the habitat can support.
The conservation order commences after the regular waterfowl season ends and continues through March 25th.
During the conservation order, basically all bets are off. Unplugged guns, electronic calls, no bag limit, shooting hours extended to a half hour past sunset. Basically the gloves come off and you just go try to do what you need to do.
That's our show, supported by the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, working to increase fishing, hunting, shooting, and boating opportunities in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.